Back at Redwall Abbey, the two Dibbons, Firth and the very small Mouse Babe, had become the hero and heroine of the season. Sister Varlet had denied any part in the death of the big raven inside the bell tower. Beside being a fat jolly hedgehog, she was also very tender-hearted and could not admit a part in the death of any beast, friend or foe. So it was left to the two Dibbons to claim the notoriety, which they did, with absolutely no pretence to modesty or truth. The raven had been displayed out by the main gate prior to being consigned to the ditch outside. Redwall has viewed it with odd observations as to its size and ferocity.
Boor, just look at the talions on yon bird.
Aye, and the beak too. Imagine getting a peck of that.
The tiny Mouse Babe, draped in a cloak which was 10 sizes too large for him, strutted shamelessly back and forth, keeping the onlookers at bay. He waved a ladle, his chosen weapon, and a pan lid, which served as a shield, cautioning every beast.
Do not better get too close, you might get hit.
Faith was in her element. She had appropriated one of Friar Skirple's vegetable skewers, which she kept jabbing in the direction of the raven's carcass, muttering darkly.
Good job, Wolf, he wasn't ringing the bells. The big bird would have got at him.
It was not long before Brother Turrilus appeared on the scene, complaining to the abbot.
Really, Father, how long is this disgusting spectacle to continue? Wouldn't it be wise to remove that object from the premises? It makes me sick just looking at it.
Abbot Glisson was forced to agree with Turrilus.
Aye, brother. I thought I'd just let our Dibbon warriors bask in the glory for a moment or two. And Mr. Spickle, will you help the brother and me to haul this thing out and tip it into the ditch?
Corks now tugged a dutiful head spike at Glisson.
Aye, father, but I can do it myself. No reason for you two gentle beasts to soil your paws. Leave it to me.
Brother Turrilus breathed an inward sigh of relief, knowing he would loathe touching the dead raven.
Thank you kindly, Cellarhog. I'm obliged to you.
The tiny Mouse Babe interrupted gruffly.
That be's our job. Me and Firth, we drag him out.
Judging the size of both infants to the raven, the abbot hid a smile. He took both the paws.
I've got a much better idea. Why don't we honour our two warriors with a feast by the abbey pond, eh?
No second bidding was needed. The two raven slayers, surrounded by a host of their friends, stampeded off in the direction of the pond, roaring and whooping.
A feast! A feast! Redwall!
Brother Turrilus followed in the abbot's wake, still with a note of complaint in his voice as he watched the charge of the Dibbons.
But what about bedtime? It's evening already.
He was almost knocked flat from a buffet on the back by Sister Violet.
Oh, you can go to bed right now if you're tired, brother. We're going to the feast.
Abbot Glisson winked at the jolly sister.
Oh, well said, friend. Come on, I'll race you.
Turrilus cast a stern eye at their receding backs, then continued with his own measured pace. Friar Skirple had already been told about the feast. He had the orchard laid out wonderfully. The squirrel-made Perrot had set out all the food on woven rush mats. Not having to sit on chairs at table was a novelty for the little ones. More so when the abbot and elders joined them on the grass. Friar Skirple caused much merriment amidst the abbey babes by addressing the father abbot as though he were a naughty Dibbon.
You mind your manners, Glisson, and keep your paws clean, me laddo. Duggery, keep your eye on that and don't let him go jumping about.
Abbot Glisson's reply caused further hilarity.
What? Me jump about? It'll take 4 of you to lift me back up onto my paws after this.
Even before they had taken a bite of the delicious food, the Dibbons were up and dancing, pulling mock bell ropes and stamping their tiny footpaws to an impromptu song. The very small Mouse Babe roared out the lines, which, with a lot of help from Sister Violet, he had composed. What it lacked in melody and metre, the song made up for in raucous exuberance.